Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino. With cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
DWA 517, do you want to report a UFO?
Negative. We don't want to report.
Aries 31, do you wish to report a UFO? Over.
Negative. We want to report one of those either.
Aries 31, do you wish to file a report of any kind of it?
I wouldn't know what kind of report to file, sir.
Aries 31, me neither.
There are 71 Papa Golf, go ahead.
And was anybody above us to pass us like 30 seconds ago?
There are 71 Papa Golf, negative.
Okay. Stop this. It's a UFO.
Yeah. Hey, it's Merge 1095. Yeah, something just passed over. Don't know what it was, but it's at least 2,000-3,000 feet above us. See, I passed right over the top of us.
911.
You guys busy? Did we just call about the UFOs we saw?
Mm-hmm.
They're out there. Same yeah. Airplanes.
County dispatch.
Okay.
Bob, I swear to God, four calls in on an unidentified object over Liberty. Four calls on an unidentified flying object.
All right, take a look. All right, we'll check it out.
Welcome to UFO Chronicles, a place where people share their experiences of the strange and unexplained. If you've had an encounter and would like to be on the show, you can email me at ufochronicles@gmail.com.
Hello everyone and happy holidays to each and every one of you, wherever you are in the world. I'm Nick Hunter and you are listening to the UFO Chronicles podcast. Now for our final episode of 2022, we head to Australia to hear from Graham, and he will be sharing several UFO encounters with us tonight. Graham is up next. If you enjoy listening to the podcast and would like to help support my work, there is a couple of ways to do this. Either you can join Patreon and become a patron of the show for as little as $5 a month, or you can donate via PayPal, And if you like, you can set up monthly reoccurring payments. All links to support the podcast are below in the show notes and on the website. Any help is extremely appreciated, and it helps the show to continue running. Now, on with the show. Graham, welcome to the show.
Hey, Nick, how are you, mate?
I'm pretty good, thank you. Thank you for joining us today, and you'll call in from the Gold Coast, Australia.
Yeah, how are we?
Now, Graham, you have several experiences you're going to be sharing with us. Would you like to start at the beginning, please?
Yeah, no problem at all, mate. No problem at all. Okay, so first of all, I've got two orange orbs looking like Back to the Future running through the sky. I've also got sleep paralysis stories, white pure barn owl stories, a daytime UFO or maybe a portal, high strangeness in the house, different types of lights in the sky, a voice in my own head, not my own, like telekinesis or telepathic. Also praying mantis synchronicities, cloud formations, sending messages, and what a rollercoaster ride it's been the last 2 years.
Good stuff. Would you like to start your first one, please, Graham?
Yep, no worries. So the very first one, so I'm completely unaware of the UFO phenomenon. It's like, and all its components that go with it. I literally don't know anything about it. So a friend sends me a DVD on Sirius by Dr. Stephen Greer. It was 5 years ago. And so I watched that and I was amazed by it. And literally went outside, and just before I got outside, I was thinking, you know, unbelievable, you can actually communicate with aliens. I'm like, really? Like, how is this even possible? So I'm inside just having a laugh to myself, thinking, imagine if they look like Back to the Future, and you just see this flame go right across the sky. So I've gone outside, and I've looked up, and I've thought to myself, and I was picturing myself seeing these two line marks, fire marks go straight across the sky. And as I did that, 30 seconds went past and all of a sudden this orange orb just lights up, just goes bang, turns onto my left-hand side. Now, I live on like a hilly mountain, so you've got other hills around too. You can judge how high they are and the direction they're going. This thing just turned on and was only about 150 meters above the hill, and I could see a high hill behind it, so it's fairly low. Then this other one turns on right next to it. Bang, turns on. I'm going, what? And then it literally just takes off parallel, straight across the sky, right in front of my eyes. And I couldn't believe it. Could not believe that I could actually be, what do I just witness? Something like I just thought of previously, and then it just manifested right in front of my eyes. Now, I ran inside, and the fear that ran through me was incredible because I was completely unaware of anything like this before, and it just frightened me to the core. Basically, so it lasted for about 5-6 seconds, and then I ran inside. So I saw the whole thing. It was quite fast, and it didn't have it just saw the two orbs just go screaming across the sky. And they were probably about the size of beach volleyballs, not the basketball size, a bit bigger, and literally just screamed across the sky. So that was the first thing that happened that night. Now, the next morning, I woke up in what you call sleep paralysis, so I didn't even know what that was. But as I woke up in the sleep paralysis stage, my eyes opened up first, and I just had this complete fear on me that I was paralyzed. So I'm trying to scream, nothing's working. I'm looking around, I can't see anything in the room or anything like that, but I can move my eyes around. Then my body starts coming good, but I realize my arm's behind my back. So I've laid on, you know, basically I'm on my right hand arm and it's directly behind my back. So as I've woken up, I've completely forgotten about everything that's gone before it, and I'm worried about trying to get my arm alive. So in this process of me screaming and screaming out, I had a housemate down the other end of the house, and she came running in. And she comes running in and literally, you know, was worried for me. And, well, is someone getting murdered in here? And basically, I just said, no, I just slept on my arm. Now, kind of blew me away that I completely forgot about everything prior to that, like the fear that I couldn't move. I couldn't move a single part of my body. It was, I just ruled that out straight away. Now, that happened the next day after the orb flew past. Then a week later, the same thing happens again. So I go into the sleep paralysis, but this time I'm on both my arms. So now I've got two arms behind my back and I've done the same thing. Now, I normally wake up at like 9:30, 10 because I had a job at that stage where I started later. But this time it was always early in the morning, 6:30 in the morning. And for some reason, I just kept waking up on my arms. And so she did the same thing. What, are you going crazy? What's going on? And it's like, I don't know. Like, so yeah. I had no idea about this was even connected with the UFOs or anything like that prior. I just basically saw that as sleeping on your arms. Clear, you know, that was it. Yeah, the next day, obviously, after the first time of seeing the two orbs, before I went to bed that night, I actually looked it up on the, Google and stuff like that to see if, you know, what it was. Like, I was, like, blown away. It must be a comet. You know, it must be a comet or must be something. I'm trying to rational, think it's something logical, something that it's basically to describe it. And I was looking and looking. I couldn't find anything. I'm just like, threw it straight out of my head. I said, I can't deal with this. I've got work tomorrow. And obviously went to sleep and then, woke up the next day with sleep paralysis. So then, recalling, later on, as over the years have gone past now, basically I can now remember when I was a younger child that I've had this happen to me a couple of times. Now, I've sleeping on my arms and sleeping on both arms. Now, that's just, I've just had recalls of that. Okay, so the white barn owl was pretty much the start of it. So the white barn owl was, we're driving home one day and it was 6:30 at night and here is this white barn owl directly in front of our house, in front of the driveway, just sitting there in the middle of the road. So we drove the car down, got 30 metres away and it was like a 2-minute stare down. It was pretty magical. It was an experience that put fear and I did not know what to think. My partner, she didn't know what to think. She was thinking negative, I was thinking positive, and we just could not work out it. We just knew that something was special about it. I started looking up stuff on Google with the Greek myths, with the Indians, with the, you name it, and it was just, that was kind of the start of it. I had no idea about owls or barn owls or any type of owls to do with this, but that was the very first time I saw that owl. Now, the second time I saw that owl was the third time I got sleep paralysis, but I'll talk about that later. The second time I ever saw anything to do with a white barn owl, I was listening to a local podcast. Now, I've pretty much seen that barn owl and I started getting into UFO podcasts, started, researching and getting into it because I work outdoors. I've got plenty of time on my hands. I just devour, 6-8 hours a day into listening to whatever content I feel pleased to. And I just started going down that rabbit hole and seeing the barn owl. And I started listening to this podcast about synchronicities. And I was talking about numbers and all the rest of it. And I started seeing different numbers and, 1-1s and the 3-3-3s and all these different things. And I started talking about barn owls, white barn owls and different types of barn owls. And as they done that, I've just had this moment in my head of this click, wow, what? And as I pull my head up speaking, thinking this, I look up and here's this white statue of a barn owl right in front of me. It's a statue, but it was a synchronicity. I was like, how is it? It was pure white as well. How is this even possible? This can't be related somehow, but maybe, I just felt like saying it because sometimes it's just, I don't know, there's signs out there that I'm starting to see that resemble certain things. And anyway, that was that. And so then I started seeing lights in the sky. And then, you know, you'd see a light turn on and then slowly fade and then turn on again, slowly fade and then turn on. And then it might do a U and then just stay there. And then other times I'll be staring at the star and I'm thinking, that looks like it's vibrating. And then it just slightly moves and moves closer to another star and then just sit there. And I'm like, okay. And this is all at the start. And then that eventuated into many other different types of spectacles that you can see in the night sky, like the colors, the different types of things that they can do is incredible. So pretty much I'm getting aware, I'm partially awake of what is there and what is happening. Like, but the next experience kind of changed my life, my mindset, my perspective. You could say it was awakening, like a sense of knowing. One morning I woke up and just, I had a sense of knowing I was going to see a UFO. Well, who wakes up and thinks they're going to see a UFO that day? Oh, I have no idea why I thought that. I had no idea how that could even come across my mind. I've got millions of things I've got to do. Like, I run a small business, so I've just got so many things I've got to do. Now, I had a little spring in my step. I was happy. I was lighter. I was, you know, on my toes. I just had this energy. And, so all day pretty much, you could imagine, starting early in the morning, just constantly, I've never looked so much into the sky. I'm just constantly looking up, staring, looking around, thinking I'm going to see something. It was a nice, beautiful day on the Goldie. So you got blue skies, you had clouds further up top. There was a bit of strong wind actually up in the sky. And so you can move in the clouds quite fast. And so I'm moving all over the Gold Coast with my job. I'm going around. So this one place I go to is midday. And I'm working away and probably about 1 o'clock mark. It was 1:04. I came across, so it was in Benogan on the 19th of March in 2021 at 1:05. So Benogan's like a pretty hilly place and it's just before Springbrook. And you've got Canungra Army Base over there and, you know, it's the middle of the day. It's blue skies, the sun's out, you can see visibility everywhere. And I'm working away on this one property and I'm looking up. And as I look up, I'm looking between these palm trees, which has got a window opening of literally a 10 meter by 10 meter mark. And I can see straight into the sky. And as I look up, I've just kind of cracked the shit and gone, why the hell am I doing this? Am I kidding myself? This is pathetic rain. You're not going to see anything. Why do you keep looking in the sky? I look down for 2 seconds. And as I look down, I look up. And then bang, there's something there. And I've thrown my whippersnapper, thrown that away, and I'm staring at what I can't describe. I'm staring at it, and the sun's hitting this and reflecting off this metallic, and it's giving a gold ring around the outside of it. And it's got this blue ball on the side, which is probably the size of a beach volleyball, and then the actual metallic thing, which I didn't know what it was at the time, was the size of a bus, and that was about 150 meters away. It was about 100 meters off the ground, and it was like right there. Now, it had this cord that was connected to it from the ball to the actual silver metallic thing, and it was like a big football oval. Now, what I saw the shape later on. If you put two plates together and then you tilt it on an angle and you have that look from a little bit of a distance away and it looks like a football, now, that's what the look was. Now, as I'm staring at it, I've done the eagle eye because it's about 150 meters away. I'm staring at this blue ball and I'm watching. It's the same color as the Stargate blueness, but it's lighter. And it had this electricity, like a white flick through it. And then the cord that came off it, which changed multiple times in the, it was connected to it. So it was dangling a little bit, and then it was crisscross at one stage. Now, as I'm staring at this, my first thought is basically, got to be a weather balloon. Because they set weather balloons up out here all the time, apparently. And I'm just looking up going, you're a weather balloon. Now, in my mind, I'm speaking in my mind. And for some reason, after I'm staring at it for like 30 seconds, it felt like it was forever. It started tilting. And as it's tilting, it's trying to show me, no, mate. Like, look, and I can kind of see the center of it. And it's a divot, like it's got like that the hill part on top of it. Now, it was so smooth. The metallic was like the smoothest I've ever seen. It would probably be like the Bugatti or the Lamborghini or the Ferrari of the whatever it's supposed to be. It just looked, it was out of this world. And as I'm staring at that, then I go back to the ball, and then I go back, I'm staring at the cord, and it's moved a different way. Then out of the blue, this has all been going on in the same spot, just hovering there. Now, this cord too was literally, it didn't have weight on it. It was like just gliding in the air and literally sliding backwards and forwards and curving, and they go on their right angles. And then, but the ball stayed constant and stayed in the exact same spot. And the UFO saucer was exactly in the same spot too, but going backwards and forwards. Now, after it started doing that, I know what it is now, but I'm still not registering it. And I'm like, cloud comes out of nowhere. This lower cloud, you've got clouds way high up in the sky, like, I don't know, 2K, a kilometer, really high. And this cloud, low cloud, just comes out of nowhere and goes directly over the whole thing and then just sits there. And I'm watching that for about 15 seconds. This whole thing went for a couple of minutes, and then all of a sudden the cloud just drifts away. The ball's gone, the electric ball, and the cord's gone, and all it is the UFO. And I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. All right, prove it. Nah, you're a weather balloon. Nah, and all of a sudden it just slowly started tilting up, like directly straight up, and all you can see was a straight line of it going directly up and down, and I just started laughing. I was ecstatic. I was just cheering. I said, thank you. I basically couldn't believe it. And then just sat there for a minute and then just went slowly up side on. And then it turned and then went up all the way up to the top to where the clouds were. And just before the clouds, it didn't go over through the clouds. It stayed underneath and it went directly the opposite way the clouds were going at a speed twice to three times faster than your normal common planes up there, which go past all the time. Now, I literally told my missus straight away. I sent her a message, and that was it. I couldn't talk about it. I was processing shit in my head that I couldn't believe. I couldn't fathom. It was just unbelievable. There was a lot of things I had to run through my mind. Basically, can they actually hear me? Why was it right there in that one spot that I could only see it? And there was a lot of other different things as well, but that was literally the first thing that went down the whole spiral. One of the first things that went, I started going a lot deeper into this. So, yeah, I told my partner, but I didn't speak to her for 3 days after it. Now, 3 days I was processing, I was emotional, and I told my partner and no one else. So I just couldn't do it. And, after a week then, I was kind of excited. I wanted to tell everyone. It was like the honeymoon period. It was like literally I wanted to tell everybody. But I told a few people, and especially told people that I didn't really have to, I never really would see again in a certain way. But, yeah, that passed. And I came home, and one time I told my partner that, yeah, it was like a week and a half after it. I wanted to tell my partner that I wanted to tell someone on your show or another show or another podcast. And, I just couldn't believe it. I'm just like, this is real. And obviously when you start going down this rabbit hole, it's been real for quite some time, and everyone knows, a lot of people know about it. So I was having a disagreement with her in the bathroom, and I said, fine, I won't tell anyone, in a haste way. And as I done that, the whole power went out. So the power of the whole house went out. The power of the neighborhood went out, pretty much. Now, the synchronicity, I have no idea, but as I said that, it went down. It was just really eerie and really strange. So then a couple of days after that, we're outside. So I'm outside and I'm still trying to get into grips with everything. I said to her, you know, I wanted to make sure someone else believed with me that they saw something. So I'm like, I've got my head down. I'm looking up in the sky and I'm just like, please, you know, can you show her something that I've seen, or just show her something, prove to her I would like to share this experience with somebody. I don't want to seem like I'm crazy. And I put my head down. I said, you don't even have to show me, just show her. And then literally as I've said that, she just goes, did you just see that? And I said, see what? She goes, did you see that orange orb just go straight across our house? And I said, no. And then I've just looked at her and she's looked at me. She said, what? I said, I just literally thought that in my head. And she said, really? And the fear on her face, it says it all. I know that feeling as well. It was just, you could see it. She wasn't happy. It's been a roller coaster ride of emotions for myself and also for her. We started being advocates of going outside and looking up at the stars and, just relaxing, taking it all in. So obviously I went down, started downloading all the apps for satellites and plane paths and, you know, looking into the army bases and their flight paths and just things like that, seeing black helicopters and where are they going, and just started getting into that type of thing. So we started seeing flash bulbs and streaks in the sky. You'd see orange flashes, like comets, but like all lines, like speed lines going straight across the sky, like blue and purple ones. I saw one in the back area, like an orb go through the pathway through to, we've got like a causeway, we're about 6 meters in the air, and then it drops down, and then you've got like this like valley type thing, and it started at one end and went boom, straight up the whole thing. I've seen the flash bulbs recently are getting a lot more intense in the sky with multiple ones going off, but also there are a lot of ones that look like satellites that will fade in and out. We've had, basically we'd go outside and go on our day burn and look up, and we'd have them fly over our heads into a flash bulb, and the kids would wave, and we have not told them anything else other than what they kind of see in the sky right then. We don't elaborate on, you know, the other details that have come through as well. So we'd go off camping, or we'd go off, you know, we'd go somewhere different and we'd watch lights in the sky, and you'd see lights go in together and then they'd separate, and then my partner would see something different to what I would see over here, and the kids would see something, and we would see literally things that would go completely straight down. And then, you know, the difference between comets and something that's different, we see things go completely straight across. Yeah, it just, we'd have stuff following us in the car going down the highway, and then go from the highway straight for like 40 k's, and then all of a sudden it's going straight early in the morning, 4:30, and then go straight towards the mountains. One time I broke a window, and as I was going outside, it was about 4:30 in the afternoon, sun's going down halfway. Literally, I've just gone out the front door. I'm on the phone to a client because I've just smashed that window. I've got the repairer going over. I'm just clarifying the details, making sure she's okay. And next thing you know, this big flash bulb just goes bang straight off. And it was pretty low. It was only about a K, 1.5 K off the ground. And it was not too far away, so I could kind of see it. And as it went off, because it's still sunlight a bit, the orange tinge of it, and I could see the silver metallic on it. And I've just given up the thumbs up and said, oh, not now, mate, I'm kind of busy. And I don't even know why I did that. It just feels like it's starting to become common. It's normal. It's just weird. I'll start talking about the praying mantis. So I was listening to a podcast, and he was on your podcast before, talking about synchronicities with praying mantises. Now, I've listened to that and I've gone, no, it was, yeah, listen to that. And it was also to do with your spirit guides, meeting your spirit guides. And I was like, okay, well, I've never asked that question before. I've never meditated. I've never, you know, what is meditation? I didn't know anything about chakras or, you know, this all this type of stuff was kind of new to me. I'm starting to learn this stuff now. And so I've just thought in my head and I've just like basically gone, you know, I'd like to meet my spirit guide. If there's a spirit guide out there to help me out, can you come and say hello or give me a sign? And literally after about a minute, I'm working away and I've got the brush cutter. This praying mantis just flies on it and sticks to the actual shaft of it. And I've got this thing going, it's vibrating, it's noisy, it's, you know, I'm in the middle of work. Now, all around me, there's no vegetation around me, just I'm doing it on grass. There's no trees, there's nothing, it's pretty low. I'm just like, where have you come from? Like, it flew in and just landed directly onto that. And I've just got a chill, I've gone, no way, or, you know, there's no way I want to, because I started hearing about draconians and mantises and like these scary creatures. I'm like, no, you know, but each to their own. Like, you are what you are, so there's nothing to fear. If it's, couldn't believe that happened, I threw that away. And then literally I thought about it again a week later and I thought, I'd like to meet my spirit guide. And you know, and the next minute, you know, a praying mantis lands on me and I'm like, what is this? And I've got it and pulled out of my hand and it's just dancing. It's literally dancing on my hand. It's moving side to side. It's doing these little tricks. It was a green one, a little small green one, probably about a two inches long. And it was just, it had red eyes and it was just going, doing these little head movements and like these ninja little moves. And I was ecstatic. I was actually really lighthearted, a little emotional, to be honest. I couldn't believe what was happening. And then it's crawled up my arm and gone on top of my head and started doing this little dance thing. And I had this butcher bird about 5 meters away on a fence, just staring at it, smiling at it, you know, wanting its lunch. So I've taken off my hat. It's still dancing away. And I'm going, all right, well, I'll let you go. I'll put that away. Yeah, after that experience, I thought I'd ask a few more times. Like, I'm a person that needs to, you know, this has got to be a coincidence or it can't be. Like, you know, it's a bloody praying mantis. These things should pop up in gardens all the time. But in reality, I've been doing it for quite some time. It's not a normal thing. Yes, I have seen a few at certain times, but no, it's not. On Christmas Day, right at our front door, there was a praying mantis the size of my hand, just the size of a stick. Like, I've never seen one that big and that type. There's just a whole wide variety of them. I asked another time, it was a little brown one. It was dancing on top of a Hessian bag with red eyes. Another time, it landed out onto the computer, outside in front of the computer, and started dancing around. It's just been never ending. But the one that's really got it, that actually have got video proof of, was one night I was watching all these flashbulbs in the sky. And I just thought to myself, you know, I haven't seen you guys for a while because we've had clouds and it's been rain here. We've had a lot of weather here and over the previous months. And next thing you know, at 3:37 on our cameras, here's a praying mantis slowly crawling down from it, slowly crawling down, showing its whole body, and then just going away. Well, that's just... that me and my partner just looked at each other. I went, all right, I'm saving that. And, yeah, so that's a few praying mantis stories there. Okay, so another thing is I went outside a couple of weeks ago and we had a cane toad in our garage. And I was thinking, you know, the cane toads in Australia are a pest and normally you're, like, pretty brutal with them or each their own. So all of a sudden this time I've caught it. A little buck, and I've gone across the road with a little bit of a park area, and I put it in the park, and I'm thinking to myself, you know, I wouldn't normally do this type of thing. Normally, I've just turned around, and as I'm walking back, I just see this flashbulb just above the house. I'm going, oh, right, I'm just seeing things because you can't believe everything straight away. And I've looked up, I've gone, if that was you, show us again, and then boom, this massive, massive would have been the size of three homes. Or three properties, a football field. Would have been, yeah, football field. and it was just a big round blue silhouette of this light that just went 1, 2, 3, bang, out. And it just turned off. I was like, holy shit. Yeah, I just couldn't believe. Anyway, so after all these lights and that, you become kind of immune to it. It's common. It's just exciting. It feels special, but it also, I don't know, it captivates you. You know, it's a relaxing time. You can go outside and just decompress of the day and just look up and just wonder.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Introducing the High Strangeness Coffee Blend by Redacted Coffee Company, a medium roast of the Brazilian kind. This medium roast offers flavors of chocolate and vanilla combined with a distinct fruity taste and a unique sweet floral aroma. The experience of High Strangeness doesn't end there, with a sweet butter aftertaste that doesn't fade as your coffee cools. This coffee regains its flavors all the way through your cup, ensuring it truly is good to the last drop. The veteran-funded, employee-owned Redacted Coffee Company and UFO Chronicles podcast have partnered together to bring you the best coffee on and off the planet. Get 20% off your first order now at redactedcoffee.com/UFO. That's redactedcoffee.com/UFO. Or follow the link below in this episode's description or click on the banner of my website. This podcast is fueled by coffee oozing high strangeness. So what are you waiting for? Wake up to the strange.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I'll get into the third sleep paralysis story. So as we're driving home, I see a white barn owl directly swoop down, the same barn owl, off a tree directly straight at the car. And we've got one of those sunroofs. It goes straight over my head and then flies off. Now, beforehand, after all this stuff, I've kind of gone and I've gone off and I've said to myself and I've said to anyone else out there, if you're ever going to see me, if you're ever going to come to me, send me a message first and give me a warning. Now, as this is flying down, I knew straight away I was going to get a visit that night. I'm like, a visit? Like, who bloody thinks like this, eh? Like, you get a grip, Graham. Anyway, so that night, literally, it was, I normally go to bed at like 10:30, 11. We stay up late, you know, I get up early in the morning. And this time, we just felt really sleepy. We turned it in before 8:30. We were exhausted. It was just like, we just it was just weird. We decided to go to bed early, so we went to bed early. And as we went to bed early that night, I got the sleep paralysis and woke up. It was at midnight, just after midnight, and it was terrifying. And as I woke up, my partner's next to me this time, so I'm screaming out and nothing's happening, and I'm looking and I can see this big black shadow above my head. It's on the roof and it's just gliding there. And I would say it's not a Dementor. It's like just the shadow silhouette, and it's just sitting there. And as I come through, now my other body is starting to come through and my voice is coming through, and my partner wakes up. She's startling. Yeah, I see this thing go straight through the window. It's like the window, the top of the window, so through the wall, and it goes out through the wall. And I am just blown away. I've looked at the clock. It's like 1, 2, 3, 4, and then I go to sleep. I'm up again, and it's like 2, 3, 4, and there's a massive storm. That's right. I wake up. It's 2, 3, 4. There's a massive storm. A big bang went off, like a complete thunder strike. Just went crack so loud. And that crack, that same night, I found out that basically where I saw that very first UFO, there was a couple of tradies two houses away that were working on a glass fence, a pool fence. And that night when we had that lightning strike, that got hit by lightning and shattered. Now, I don't know if that actually, you know, if the portal or if anything like that, you know, changed the magnetic field in the air there, or did something different that would attract lightning to go to that spot where it was. But I'm just thinking, what's the coincidence of lightning hitting directly above where it actually was in that? And that this is obviously weeks and weeks after it, but, you know, it's just crazy that something like that. And for me to find out that story too, I found out off the Yoda after I went back and did a property there that a house had their pool fence smash. So most of the stories and the experiences all link somehow. The week after the sleep paralysis, I'm actually pretty fearful of things now. I have never been so scared or feared before in my life. I was scared in the night. I was scared to walk outside. I was scared to open up the cupboard doors. I had to sleep with like light. I had trouble sleeping. I literally feared, and I tried to hold all that to myself. I did not want anyone to know. I feared for my family. I was basically, you know, I had these things that I could not control. I had no way of dealing with anything that could even remotely stand a chance. Like, you know, after deep thinking and realized all these components and these things that they can do, there's really no chance. You've got no chance. If they want to do what they want to do, they do that. So, and also, who is it? That's the number one question, really. Like, people all want to think about all these fancy machines and what they can do, but the reality is, it's who's behind them. It's after thinking about it and going down the full rabbit hole and hearing about all this, there's multiple species of humanoids and the list will go on. So it's just like Earth itself. I was very scared, and I didn't know what to do. So after feeling like I was violating someone, like, you know, basically entering your home, I was feeling helpless and no control, no understanding. I had no idea what happened. After processing it all, I felt a little bit better. Is it the technology that put me into a deep sleep paralysis, or what they did, or is it a manipulation of emotions, brain function, sensory vibration? I don't know. Like, I never even saw them. But after having lucid dreams that do feel real, I won't talk about things I can't see or prove, but dreams that feel real, I'm not much of a dreamer. I don't dream that much, but dreams that I have had that have felt so real, it's pretty intense. I don't want to go down that. So with sleepless nights, limited sleeps, week goes by and I've had enough of it. I'm trying to work it out, if it's okay, if it's not, if it's bad, if it's evil, if it's good. You know, I just don't know what's going on. I've had enough. You know, my family's my number one priority. I'm scared. Why me? Who are you to me? You know, time goes on, and I'm in my house, and I hear this, start almost dozing off, but I'm not dozing off, and I hear this voice. And I hear this voice in my head, and I'm like, what? Who's that? There's no one there with that, for I've never heard this voice before. And it starts giggling, and I'm like, what the hell is that? Anyway, so it was, that's the first time I've heard this voice. You know, it was a playful voice. It was innocent. I didn't feel threatened by it. It was like a joke. It was like, you know, it was like just, I'm here type thing. My anger starts building up now because I'm just angry. I'm angry. I don't have all the answers. I don't know what's going on. I'm more fearful for the people around me. I'm outside. I'm working on this one job, and my Bluetooth speaker starts going crazy. And I'm looked at my phone, 5G, 4 bars. What is going on? I've just clicked. I've just got this sense of knowing that someone's there listening. And I've gone in my own tangent in my brain. Basically, I've attacked them. I've said, who the hell are you? How dare you come into my house? How dare you do this? And I started using profanity, obviously. And I was very worked up. I felt like I was cracking it. And I'm speaking all this in my head. I'm not speaking this out loud. And I'm looking to the sky as I'm doing this. And next minute, you know, I've started learning into reincarnation. I started thinking, well, if I'm going to reincarnate, I'm going to reincarnate wherever you are. I'm going to hunt you down. You think you've got it all over me now? I'll be all over you. And all of a sudden, I started going into that range. And then I've realized where I stand. And I've gone, retreated back and gone, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have said that. It was like the old Vic, very cliche. And all of a sudden, I said, well, you've got this, all this technology, stuff I can't even understand. I said, the least you can do is give me a bloody phone call before you come. Just ring my phone. Next me, you know, my phone starts ringing. I look down to my phone, no number. I've just slowly answer the phone, put it up to my ear, and all I hear is that little girl laugh again. And I was like, it was not in that eerie way where you can kind of think of that. It was like in an innocent, playful way, but I was absolutely shocked. I couldn't put any other words together straight after it. I just looked at my phone, and then after that even happened, she hung up. And I then started thinking of everything that I could say or, you know, do or whatever. And yeah, so then I hear that same thing, that same little girl's voice in my head in the bedroom. Now, I was walking in there. I heard her voice again. She said something and then she giggled. I don't know what the hell happened there, but that was three times I've heard that same voice. It was very distinctive. Had plenty of experiences over the time. I've also, through that time, there was a period where I was pretty emotional after a hard day, and I was still trying to come in terms with everything. And I heard this podcast about Gary Parker's story, and I started, like, this is before he actually put the date out there and all of it, and I started going on other platforms, and I listened to it multiple different times and other things. I was like, wow, you know, that's fantastic. And as I was driving home that day, I was going down a straight road, and there was plenty of clouds in the sky, and in between this one cloud had this pocket, this little window pocket, and it said Jew right in the middle of it. And I was like, wow, that is so weird. I've been listening about this all morning, seeing that written in the sky. And I got home and couldn't believe what happened. And I'm laying on the, went out to the girl's trampoline, and I've just laid on the trampoline, stretching out the back, and I'm looking up, and I'm just like, I just couldn't believe it. So if you're out there, give me a sign that you're actually peaceful. And this cloud just starts coming over after a minute, and it transforms into basically the perfect picture of a alien's head with two eyes and a massive big smile. It's like the generic alien head. It was a massive big smile. And then off the side of it was like its arm, and it had a peace sign out. And I'm just looking at it, and I literally started welling up. I couldn't believe what I was seeing. Like, what the hell is going on? And then that just dissipates and just fades away. goes, the head moves a bit. Like it stayed at that same spot in that same formation for a good 20, 30 seconds. And then, but the smile on it was just, it was like a massive big smile. I couldn't believe the, it was a full picture in the sky. Yeah. So basically the views of the world I know have changed from the last year. All these experiences, I'm trying to be a better man, basically. And yeah, I want to thank all those brave souls that have been on your podcast and all the others that are fighting the good fight, pretty much giving me the courage to pass on my experiences in a way. You know, there's other reasons out there to ignite other people, you know, to share their stories. Everyone has a piece of the puzzle, really. You know, everything's starting to take shape in a way. Yeah, so please reach out to Nick and take that leap of faith. I think that's it, Nick.
Good job, Graham. That was easy, eh?
It was pretty easy, mate.
So Graham, when was your most recent experience?
My most recent one was probably about 3-4 days ago. Was the cane toad when I walked outside with the lights in the sky. But I have had, in that pocket of probably 3 or 4 days, I've had multiple flash bulbs going off in the sky. And literally, I'll just have to walk outside and look at one spot in the sky. And what I would do is I'd just say, if you're out there, brothers and sisters, family, if you're out there, you know, show me where you are. And I'd just stand up there and I'd stand there for about a minute and then something would happen. And then I'd see something move. And then next thing you know, you get a flashlight and then this other one comes out of nowhere and does something. And it just keeps on going. But we have had a lot of cloudy days. The last 6 months, it's been a lot of wet weather, but yeah, that's the recent one.
The little girl voice, I mean, that's pretty creepy, eh? You know, I probably wouldn't want to answer my phone after that.
Dude, it was seriously, it really did get to me. But I've got three girls, and the sound of the voice was, it wasn't threatening. It felt playful. If anything, it felt like it was innocent, and it felt like it was just there. But it was just a bit, why laugh? But what a sense of humor this whole thing has been. I look at everything right now, and I think sleep paralysis of being on one arm and then being on two, and how stupid I looked, and how funny I see that right now is, like, you know, coming to terms with it. It actually does put everything off from the sleep paralysis, because your mind goes into a state of, you know, just thinking that you've slept on your arm funny, because it erases everything else. But yeah, the voice definitely, it is eerie, and it sounds bad when you talk about it, but at the time I did not have those bad feelings or vibes from it.
Yeah, that is good. That is good. So things have been happening on and off for a period of time now.
Yeah, so literally 5 years when I saw that movie Sirius. But then after, when you start going down and you start getting more and more experiences, you start thinking to yourself, has this happened before? And you start dissecting it. And I do remember when I was a young child having to wake up and sleep, you know, the sleeping on your arms and, yeah, so forth like that. But what my dad has told me, though, he has an experience as well, that when he was in the army in the 70s, he was going to work in the morning with two other blokes, and he saw a cigar-shaped brown long just in the out-of-bounds area of the Canunga Army Base, and it was in between the trees, and it was hovering, and it was going zigzagging in between the two, all the trees, and then went down into a valley, and he basically told me that just a couple of years ago, and he's still alive now. And he told me that he had a pact with his two mates that they would never tell anyone or tell anyone. Yeah, so yeah, that's he's got stories as well. But it's one of those things that I've kind of kept to myself and my partner and my dad, and no one else really knows any other details. So yeah.
And before all this, you know, before your friends first sent you that video, you didn't have any interest in this kind of thing whatsoever?
No. Well, I did when I was younger. I went down the Ancient Aliens rabbit hole, as well as the pyramids and also ancient history. So I've always had a fascination. I've always believed in UFOs, but I never knew anything like all the main elements that that Sirius brought. You know, he brought forward all these people from the military, and I never went down that proper rabbit hole of listening to. And after listening to that Sirius, I couldn't believe that anyone was even contacting people out in the desert with lasers and all the rest of it. Now, I didn't even do that. I didn't do C5. I just walked outside and thought this thing, and then it just happened. It just happened so simultaneously. It just happened like, yeah, it just happened. I just couldn't believe it. Yeah, so I never went, I never had any interest until my mate told me about it, and he sent it to me from a YouTube clip through Facebook and said, you've got to check this out. So I did that way, and that was the catalyst, the start of it.
To our listeners, you know, if you are taking laser pointers out, make sure you don't point it at planes or helicopters.
No, don't do that.
Because, you know, Graham, I was in the studio a few days ago, and I looked out the window. It was nighttime. It was quite late. It's about midnight. And I looked out the window, and yes, I could see two green lights up in the sky, not very far away at all. Naturally, I went outside to take a look what it was, and it was someone was flying a drone not far from my house. So I got out the laser pointer, and I was flashing it. I was flashing it, and it eventually came and left. But so if you're out there flying drones near my house, don't, because next time I'll shoot it out with a
shot. Don't do that. And also, they're too loud.
Yeah. When I said I heard it, all right. So I don't know who's being nosy, but if I catch you.
They know where you are, mate.
They sure do. That's wonderful, Graham.
Yeah, thank you. Big thanks to you, Nick, and thanks for everything that you do. It's been a pleasure speaking to you, mate.
Pleasure speaking to you as well.
Well, all the best anyway, mate. I really appreciate you having the time, and it's been great. It's good to get it off my chest anyway, mate.
Oh, that's good. I wish you the best of luck, right? Keep in contact, Graham, and I really appreciate you coming on and sharing that for our listeners.
Legend. Thanks, mate. Take care. Bye.
Take care of yourself. Talk soon.
See you, mate. Bye.
Hey, Nick, how are you, mate? So after the podcast we did on that night, went to bed, early hours of the morning, I got woken up in my sleep to these sounds, like it was a clicking sounds and these voices that sounded like computerized deep sounds. It's hard to explain. It was, it was very unique. I've never heard it before. It just felt weird. So I'm trying to wake up, and I've got sleep paralysis again. And so I'm not fighting it like I normally do. This time I'm aware. So I'm just fully relaxed. And as I've relaxed, I've kind of open my eyes, but they're not fully aware yet. I see the outline of the room, and I just see this big dark black silhouette like right in front of me. Now I heard this weird sound then, and then I've just closed my eyes, and I just know that there's something going on. Now I've closed my eyes, and I'm just fully relaxed. I'm fully relaxed, and now I've, after about 5 to 10 seconds, I've used all my might strength with whatever, and I'm just sprung up out of bed upright. And I've opened my eyes, and I've just seen it, and I've just gone, got ya. Now, I only saw this for 2 seconds. Now, this wasn't a dream. I know I've had dreams before where they feel like real, but I'm not talking about any of them. I'm talking about things that I've actually seen with my own eyes. So, I've seen this at the end of my bed, and it was in the ensuite, the bathroom, whatever you want to call it, and it's standing there. It's about 6 foot. It's grey. It's got bent legs. It's got bent arms, small bent arms, a praying mantis type thing. I never saw the head. I've just saw the body itself. It was, didn't have clothes on. It was grey, and it was very skinny. And it was just, standing right there. Now, I only saw this for 2 seconds. Now, after that, I don't even know if it was 2 seconds. It was literally, I saw it, and then I just remember closing my eyes and then lowering back into my bed, and I'm still aware of everything that's going on. Now, that's the weird thing. And then I've just literally, I don't know if I've broke free or something, but after about 10 seconds, I've now woken up, and I'm looking around, and there's nothing there. Just that massive eerie feeling, like, and that sense of knowing that you've just seen something and you're trying to process it. And anyway, so after that, I'm straight away, I'm right in front of me as well, there's a clock, and it says 3:39. Now, 3:39 a.m. I went straight on my phone and I'm looking at the meaning of 3:39. Because over the time, which I don't know if I spoke about it earlier, I got woken up by a woman's voice saying my name at different times. And every time I got woken up, it was like 303, 313, 333, 336. Like, there's meanings behind everything. And it just felt like they're communicating through me through times and meanings. Because the first thing I do is I look at the clock and I don't know, these synchronicities with numbers are pretty, they just seem to stick with me. So, yeah, I've done that. Yeah, looked up the meaning. So then the next day, I was working. Now, this is on the 23rd. I'm working away and I'm in the, working on a property. And I've got a lot of loose stuff in my trailer. And it's very loose and it's full to the brim. So I've decided to go step on it and drop it all down and, you know, fit more stuff in it. And basically, I shouldn't have done that. I know I shouldn't have done it, but I've got on it. I've fallen to the bottom of it. And I'm kind of stuck and I'm trying to wiggle my way out. I'm in there for a couple of minutes. I'm trying to lift myself out of this trailer. And as I do that, here is this mini Prometheus, 2 to 3 inches gray, and it's dancing on top of my trailer at me. And it's looking at me. It's unbelievable. I'm thinking, wow, obviously a sign. I don't know. But there it is again, a day after I've just done the podcast. And yeah, so that happened. And then not that night, but the 24th, then I saw the 2 lights in the sky. One was just sitting there and it looked like a star, but it just, I don't know, I had a feeling it wasn't a star, and it just started to move. And as it started to move, then another one turned on, and that started to move, and they were fading in and out as they go across the sky, and then they came back around, they did like a DNA turn thing, and then they changed directions, and they went off fading in and out, and still lights in the sky, mate, and thanks for taking the time, so I could tell my experiences, relating UFOs. UFO Chronicles is a fantastic show, mate, so you should be proud. I'm very honoured to be on it, Nick. Have yourself a good Christmas, mate, with whatever you do. So thanks, mate. See ya. Bye.
That is all, I'm afraid, for today. And as 2022 draws to a close, I would like to thank you all for not only listening to the podcast, but supporting, sharing on social media, telling all your friends and family, and spreading the word of the podcast. It has really helped the show to grow. And I appreciate every email and message of thanks I receive. And remember, if it wasn't for all of you out there, this show wouldn't be possible. So I hope you all enjoy the next few days, and I wish you all a very best for 2023. And please keep updated with the show on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. And if you've had an encounter that you'd like to share on the podcast, you can email me at ufochronicles@gmail.com, or you can reach out to me via the contact page on my website at ufochroniclespodcast.com. A big thank you to Graham for sharing tonight, and thank you all for listening. I will be back with a new episode on the 1st of January next year. Till then, my friends, stay safe out there. And keep watching the skies. Goodbye.
Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky?
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.